Toad's grabbed these computers. They're so naughty and so complex.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it.
I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your call.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this...
Good morning!
What the heck was that?
No, Jimmy, quiet.
Wow. Oh, welcome to the hour that brings you up to date on technology news and information, help, support, all those things. 421-9325 is the number to call. Actually, we started the pre-show, the big show here. We had a pre-show where we got Donna on the phone. Mel's calling her, I think. Donna, if you're there, Mel will be helping you out with your AOL problem from 2 weeks ago. We are so backed up on support calls that it's taken us sometimes a week or two to get them all finished off.
Well, it'd be easier if Donna didn't have a 900 number. You know? It's hard to check out at 595 a minute.
She's going to appreciate that. If you do need help, Donna, 421-9325, or you can call my office at 454-5611. What do we got going on this week? We didn't get to our feature last week, which was the Great Firewall of China. Calls always take preference over that. It's a beautiful day today, though, and everybody's probably recovering from the big win, yeah. Syracuse University win.
First time ever I don't take them on the Big East pool. Every year I'm a Syracuse sucker. And this year, I'm like, that's it. I'm going for the win. And I'm picking UConn and, you know, forget Syracuse.
How do you get to decide what team you want? Don't you have competition for the higher picks, or do you always get the pick first?
No, it's a pool, like the NCAA pool.
He's
but
the
you
only
do,
one
like,
in the
biggest
pool.
East pool.
Oh, I see.
It's not like a swimming pool or anything
Well,
like
you would
that,
have won last year because Syracuse won the Big East tournament last year.
I think somebody else picked that, too. So
this year, you had to split the money.
Yeah.
Was it money you were playing for?
No, I took like 10th or something like that.
That's cool, though. I really... You know,
well, it's a bunch of people from Syracuse University that I play with, so and like everybody picks that to win. So this year I was like, no way, they're not going to
I think your pool is a little overrated.
Yeah.
Just like Jerry McNamara, right? Unbelievable. And this isn't sports talk, but that was just the funniest thing. Became one of the biggest... you know, all of these big news stories become like virus videos. They're called virus videos because everybody emails them around. Well, that Boeheim rant that occurred a few days ago when they said Jerry was overrated, and then, of course, he proceeds to have three of the greatest games in Syracuse history. Boeheim went on that rant. Well, that thing was emailed all over the place. It was, according to ESPN.com, their number one virus video.
Oh, yeah.
That was around.
Wow.
And, of course, it's nice to turn on SportsCenter in the lead story for 4 days in a row now. Is Syracuse University. First 5 minutes of the show is Syracuse University. Syracuse University. Syracuse University. Yeah, it was really great. We're going to do the Great Firewall of China. Also, we'll have some announcements. We got our Geek of the Week software pick. We probably have the best website of the week that I have ever seen, and we'll be going referring to that throughout the show. It is some very insightful sayings about a very personal friend of mine, Chuck Norris. If anybody wants to go there now and get started early, the site is chucknorrisfacts.com. Chuck Norris Facts. See, I can't say that right. F-A-C-T-S, Facts. But I say it like fax machine. It's coming out wrong, isn't it?
Silence. Close.
ChuckNorrisFacts.com.
You're actually pretending that we're listening to you
we're
again.
We're 5 minutes in the show. We've covered sports, and he's already ruined the pick of the week. It's supposed to be like at 40 minutes.
Yeah. That's well, it. Well, I quit. Yes. We're out of
no,
here.
No, no, the website of the week. Well, we're going to be going over it throughout the whole show. To ruin the show.
Ruin it every week.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, Gus, stop the board. We're starting over.
Okay, let's go to the news with Tim. Tim?
Oh, I can sound right. Let's give some equal time to some things we've ripped on the last couple of weeks, MySpace and Apple. We'll start with MySpace. The popular web hangout MySpace.com is as safe as any place in the offline world, despite recent reports of sexual predators may be using it to find and lure young victims, the company's CEO said. He's basically saying if you go to the mall, start talking to strange people, bad things happen, which is kind of hard to disagree with.
So you're saying that MySpace is okay even though you can see 14-year-old girls half naked?
What I'm saying is he's defending what they're doing because they get a lot of attention because it has so many members. But he says basically the site simply just offers a collection of tools already widely used online, which is quite true. Personalized homepage, instant messaging, email, web logs, video sharing. It's all already out there. They just happen to be the big site that has...
They're the lightning
50,
rod for it right
people.
Now.
Right, yeah. They're the lightning yeah. rod. And so
there's a reason they're the lightning. I don't right. know. I disagree.
So I give Chris DeWolf equal time. I agree with him completely.
I don't.
Yeah, that figures.
Man, Gus, who cares what you think? Gus, that's why you don't have a microphone, Gus.
But why do you disagree?
4-1. Never mind. I'm outvoted. I can't. Why? Because, like I said, because when you go on there,
not only you
look
are you
at
outvoted,
just about,
you can't count. It's 3-1.
No, Gus.
Yeah? 1, 2, 3. And then 1. It must be that new math. It must be large values of 1 that you're using.
What a dumb thing to do.
Oh, boy. All right, I'm shutting up.
The University of Wisconsin has ended its OS 10 hacking contest with no successful hacking attempts. It was actually cut short after the university's chief information officer found out about it and deemed it had been unauthorized. The competition's website has since been removed. Dave Schroeder, the competition's organizer and a systems admin at the university, launched a challenge in response to the similar competition last month in which a blogger created user accounts for contestants on a Mac Mini and challenged them to hack into the system by defacing a website.
Wow.
This was up for 38 hours and resulted in no successful hacks. He was also, his whole point in this whole thing was to point out that most people failed to mention a very critical point. Anyone who wished access to the machine could get at it with an IP address, etc. So, they're basically saying that the other hacking attempt in the 30-minute thing was a joke because you basically gave them the address and left it wide open.
Uh-huh.
Whereas with this one, they said, here's the machine. It's sitting at the University of Wisconsin. Good luck. No information.
Didn't tell them anything about
no,
it.
No, nothing. And 38 hours went by and nobody hacked it. So we'll throw Mac a bone on that one and say maybe it's all good. Maybe it's just as secure as Mac users say it is now.
All together.
Yeah, I've never broken into a Mac.
Yeah. Anyway, what's this thing called? This Microsoft little ultra mobile PC origami?
The origami. It's made out of paper. It's recyclable.
Absolutely. Microsoft unveiled what hope will be an entirely new category of PC with the launch of a paperback sized portable known as the ultra mobile. The screenshots that I saw it almost look like somewhat a large PlayStation Portable.
Yeah, it looks like a big PSP, yeah.
Apparently, it's all point and click. There's no keyboard with it. It did look a lot like a big PlayStation Portable. So there was a lot of hype over this. They thought maybe there was going to be something to do that they were going to target either Apple iPod or the PlayStation Portable.
Right.
Instead, they surprised everybody at CeBIT show and launched this puppy. That's a weird name, though. Origami?
Origami, yeah. I don't get that.
I guess
so you expect to take it out of the box and it's shaped, it's made out of a napkin folded into a swan.
Right.
You know, that's what you're asking.
I guess you would have to do what you did with Vista and they're going to have to give you the definition. You remember when Vista came out, everybody's like, Vista? Well, we talked about it, I think. And
origami, so Japanese paper folding, the art of paper folding.
Yeah,
so
you see them at weddings all the time.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, if Microsoft, if I'm
going
to.
Tell me you're kidding.
No,
I'm not kidding.
Really?
That's, really?
You didn't know that?
No.
Wow. Oh, and I can't count to 4, huh?
What a dumb thing to do.
There we go.
Everybody sitting there listening knows what origami is.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. You
hey, if you don't know what origami is, give us a call, 421-9325. See, no phone. We'll wait 36 hours.
Nobody listens to this garbage.
Just like Apple, we'll wait 36 hours this day.
Oh, that's so funny. A permanent internet tax ban has been proposed. The new bill, which amounts to an amendment of the 1998 Internet Tax Freedom Act, which is set to expire November 2007. Campbell is seeking to extend the deadline on the tax ban indefinitely. That's for the once in my life.
Yeah, I've commented on this about 2 weeks ago and actually was involved in a debate on the air with a congressman, and it's quite interesting. But they are losing a tremendous amount of revenue, sales tax revenue. States claim they are. They really aren't.
But they call it revenue as if it's something they're entitled to.
This is going to be very, very difficult for them to do, just so you know, because the United States Supreme Court says no, no, no. Sales tax, because it varies from state to state and from municipality to municipality, it's too complicated, and you can't require merchants, online merchants, to charge sales tax. So all you can do is you can force your citizens to pay sales and use tax on their state tax returns.
Right. Am I misreading
it? Nobody's going to do that.
Oh, yeah. Am I misreading it? Because it says here, the bill likens the Internet to a form of interstate international commerce. It prevents the creation of new state and local taxes on Internet access and bans taxes that discriminate against e-commerce. That does not, A, sound like a permanent ban. B,
no.
I didn't see the federal government mentioned in there.
Well, where's the law come from? It has to be a federal law. State-to-state laws on e-commerce really don't have a lot of teeth, because all you're going to do is you're going to move your servers to a state that doesn't have that law.
Right. When we were looking into whether or not we were going to do shirt sales for major geeks and stuff, and then whether or not we were going to handle it ourselves or have another company do it, I looked into what it would do to what we would have to do in order to keep track of sales tax in New York, and there was 262 separate sales taxes that we would have had to keep track of based on what county that the user was in. So you would get an order in, look at the town, have to go to something, figure out what county it was in, then figure out the tax based on that, and then it was ridiculous.
Well, what is occurring now is state legislatures are trying to pass a uniform sales tax law, and there's 20-some-odd states out of enough to make this an amendment to the United States Constitution. The states are coming into line so that they all have a uniform rule for sales tax, because the United States Supreme Court held them up and said, this is too complicated. You see, it's too complicated. So the U.S. Supreme Court backed basically merchants like you all and me and everyone else that's trying to sell things on the Internet, and says you can't do that unless you make it simple. And then not only do they have to clear that hurdle, then Congress has to allow them to charge sales tax, which, you know, I don't know. I think eventually it's going to happen. I'm not in favor of it, but I think it's inevitable.
If there's a way for them to get their little paws in and get some more of our money, they'll find a way to do it. But they call it revenue as if it's something they're entitled to. You know, your income is their revenue, and I hate that. It's a tax.
It is. Yeah. All right, time for one more? Got one more?
Brother. Yes, I do. And it's 17 million customers, the online payment service iBill, have had their personal information released on the Internet, where it has been bought and sold in a black market made up of fraud artists, spammers, etc., according to security experts. Wired News, who was the source of the story, said that they took a look at the stolen data. It includes names, phone numbers, addresses, email addresses, and Internet IP addresses. Other fields in the compromised database appear to be logins and passwords, credit card types, purchase amounts, but credit card numbers were not included. Now, the kicker to this is iBill is primarily known as a credit card processor for adult entertainment websites.
Oh, well, and I don't have a lot of sympathy for anything that goes wrong
there. If you are watching porn and you paid through iBill, you were in trouble. That's a lot of people.
You've got to have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, you got a lot of explaining to do.
Lucy, you got lots of explaining to do. Okay, hey, we're going to take our first break of the morning. Give us a call, 421-9325. Coming up, we got the Great Firewall of China, how the Internet is growing in China, and how we're supporting censorship in China. Also, we got the Geek of the Week software pick. You're maybe pumping your fist for that, or for?
Yeah, he's even prepared.
We got the Geek of the Week software pick. We also have the website of the week, which I let out early. It's ChuckNorrisFacts.com, and I'll give you some of them. There's literally hundreds of them out here. Little known facts about Chuck Norris. As you all know, Chuck's a pretty tough guy, and he's a lot tougher than I thought, because according to this website, though, at the end of Walker, Texas Ranger, those aren't the credits. It's actually the list of fatalities that occurred during the making of the episode. Also, didn't know this, when Chuck Norris wants an egg, he cracks open a chicken. So he's a pretty tough he's a pretty tough guy. Chuck Norris plays racquetball with a waffle iron and a bowling ball. So he's a very tough guy.
That's a tough guy.
There are 8 pages of Chuck Norris facts. We'll get to them all when we come back. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's and Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL. We'll be right back.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's the Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Is that monthly internet bill starting to really break the bank? When you can surf the internet for $9.95, why would you ever pay more? That's right. At USA DataNet, you get unlimited internet access for only $9.95. There's no setup fees, you get unlimited email addresses, and a high-speed dial-up connection. With USA DataNet, you receive the same fast, reliable internet service you get with a big-name provider, but for a fraction of the cost. And those aren't the only features USA DataNet offers. There are no contractual commitments, and USA DataNet provides a friendly, full, technical support team to answer any of your questions. So now, you can get the same internet for a much better deal. Go to usadatanet.com to sign up today. See for yourself why so many people are turning to USA DataNet for their internet service. Don't delay and keep throwing your money away. Go to usadatanet.com and join today. USA DataNet, the same internet for a much better deal. With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy at upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343, 866-815-2343, or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Oh, look at that computer. That's the way you do it. Play your music on your MP3s. That ain't stealing. Everybody's doing it. Get your music for nothing and your hits for free.
Everybody else does.
Hey, we're out of music and we're back because we were out of music or we would have kept going. During the break, Jim made a nice origami for you.
Oh, no, he made it while I was doing the news.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Origami swan.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll do the jokes. Thanks.
But he's Super Gus today.
Super Gus. 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. We were talking last about ChuckNorrisFacts.com. It's our website of the week this week. Actually, Mel, if you're listening, switch that on our notes when you send them to
webmaster. I knew that free pen was right up his alley.
We can't. Did you give him the extra battery? Take the extra batteries away so we don't have to suffer with it. You got the whole thing with the batteries and everything. We had a fan who was a software company in Great
Answers
Britain.
Answers That Work. The ultimate trouble.
Sent us something. They listened to us all the way over in jolly old England.
Cheerio, boys.
Yeah, where it is, what, almost 3:30 right now.
A.M.?
So,
P.M.?
Yeah, P.M.
How would you know this? You guys are just, forget it.
We're geeks.
You guys have some silly information.
Well, you guys are geeks. I'm kind of like a nerd trying to become a geek. So
we eat nerds for breakfast.
Yeah, sorry. So, hey, a couple of more Chuck Norris facts. Let's see. They were going to release a Chuck Norris edition of Clue, but the answer always turns out to be Chuck Norris in the library with a roundhouse kick. Oh, that is very funny. So, a very funny sight. Also, hey, let's do some announcements. I'll be performing tonight, Saturday, March 11th, 2006, at 9 p.m. at a place called Footprints on the Lake.
It's good timing.
Yeah, it's not going to be Footprints on the Lake. It's going to be Potholes on the Lake. If I step on in, like, I'm a pretty big guy. But
how do you make footprints on a lake?
I was wondering.
When it's frozen. in the winter time.
I have to find out what the whole footprint thing is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 2437 Route 1 in 74 in Marietta, New York. Phone number is 636-8255. Make your reservations early because everybody will be there. This thing typically is shown on the night that Syracuse goes to the Big East Championship, and they always outdraw the garden on this. Yeah. We get more people there than the garden.
That's because you have a big screen TV showing the game, right?
Yeah, exactly, and I don't go on until after the game is over.
Absolutely.
So, it's at 9 o'clock tonight, Footprints on the Lake, which is just outside of Skinny Atlas, 636-8255. Come on down. It's a great show. Nick Meyer is a headliner. Very good show for the... people of all ages. It's a PG-13 show. It's a lot of fun. And what do we got, a dollar bill there? Who lost the bet?
It's between us, but it's an autographed dollar bill from Tim.
It says even a blind squirrel, and they signed it.
But what's nice about that is by signing the dollar bill for the bet, it's actually a federal offense. So
we have proof?
Yeah, it's defacing government property. You can't do that. So it's
what was the bet?
It's between us, man.
You can tell him.
Yeah. It was when he was going to get rid of his car. He bought a car last year, and I had made a wager on when he would get rid of it, and I made it by like a couple of days.
He said spring, and I'm picking it up after the show.
Yeah, he's picking up his new one after the show, so there he goes.
So I lost.
He thought it was March 1, and it's actually March 21.
I even gave myself a buffer.
He thought he just kind of missed by a couple of days, so I won a bet.
421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. Let's go to John in Canastota. He's got a question about high-speed wireless. Hi, John. They got electricity out there in Canastota, do they?
Yeah, we got that. I kind of live up in the sticks up there, and I've tried to get DSL. According to my phone people, I live just outside the last place where they would go.
Yeah, you got to be like 4 miles from the nearest
station. Yeah, right. Cable won't come up there. They need 20 houses in a 4 mile strip, and I have about the opposite. I'm just looking for maybe a higher speed internet other than dial up, and I didn't know if wireless might be the way to go. Yeah, sure. And I didn't know. I know anything about it. Yeah. I don't know what the cost factor is.
Verizon Wireless is what? $60 now.
$60.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's.
It's about $15 a month more than Roadrunner, if you get it on a cell phone, and there's a way you can cheat and get it all the way down to $40 a month, but I won't say that on the air. Also, Singular has a product called Edge, and their product is less expensive. I think it performs as well. What you want to do though is you want to get it on consignment. You want to be able to test it at your location for free before you sign up. And both vendors, Verizon and Singular, will allow you to do that.
Yeah.
And that's Edge?
Edge from Singular, and it's, what is it called? I have Verizon, EVDO.
Yeah.
I don't know what their brand name is, but it's EVDO, EVDO, is the Verizon product, which I have on my PDA phone, and it screams. It's very fast. It is as fast as Roadrunner used to be. Roadrunner is now much faster, mainly because of upward pressure from other high-speed services.
Right.
Roadrunner wanted to stay on top. To do that, they had increased their speed.
Technology's really coming around on them.
Your only other choice, if those don't work for you, is satellite.
Yeah,
right.
You can get that. But the satellite's really fast, but there's about a one-second lag on it, so you really... It's not good for games or anything like that, but it's fine for like surfing the web.
Doesn't he have to get up on the roof, too, a lot, like in the TV commercials?
Yeah.
I adjusted my dish. Yeah. My dish went out.
All right, and now the high-speed wireless, that's a charge by the minute online? Is that how that works?
No, it's monthly.
No, it's a monthly flat fee. Again, I think Singular's is a little less expensive.
I would just make sure he goes, Singular.com, VerizonWireless.com, and then compare them with, like, Dish Network or something and see what they're getting and compare the three of them because basically, give them all a shot and do some research. It's going to take you some time, but definitely do your research first.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, so long for now.
Right.
Hey, another Chuck Norris fact. After that call, Chuck Norris' favorite cereal is Kellogg's Nails and Gravel, just so you know. We got Joe in Baldwinsville. He's, hey, Joe.
Morning.
Well, hey, you're thinking about getting rid of Norton?
Well, that's what I'm calling to find out.
I sure hope you can uninstall it.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Well, you got a tool, don't you?
Yeah, we got a tool on the antivirus section, the RNAV, I think it's called. If you have, it's probably worth running even after you uninstall it, just to make sure you get rid of anything else that's left over.
Well, what problems are you having with Norton?
Well, we're just thinking that, well, we're still running ME.
Oops.
Ooped. Okay.
Oh, man.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Chuck Norris would not be happy about that.
And so we're wondering if we should go to Panda or Kapersky, and just asking your opinion on either of those.
We would point you more towards ABG because it's free.
Yeah.
But with Windows ME, are you running any firewall software?
Oh yeah.
What are you running?
We got Zone Alarm, and we're behind a router.
Recently, there's been some trouble with AVG and Zone Alarm together, so you might want to look at Avast.
He could also consider, if he's paying for Zone Alarm, he could get upgrade to Zone Alarm with a firewall.
Yep.
And you could have Zone Alarm firewall with antivirus. They have a product.
Yeah, they have a good product.
That's a good product.
Oh, okay.
If that's working well for you, that's one way to go. Nothing wrong with Panda or Kapersky.
Nope.
Both are really good products.
No, Kaspersky.
But Avast is free.
Yeah, Kaspersky, they actually end up doing quite a bit of discovering of new viruses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They often break a lot of the news.
Okay.
So, anything else?
So you're saying either one of them?
Either one. I would try Avast first because it's free.
Yeah.
It's a good product and it works well with Zone Alarm. Then you might want to look at Zone Alarm's antivirus product since it's integrated. It's going to have some good effect for you. And then after that, I would look at Panda or Kapersky.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Joe, thanks for the call. 421-9325, 421-WFBL. Hey, we're going to go to a break right now. And while we go to break, it's a very fast-paced show. Just a couple of more Chuck Norris facts. The 1972 Miami Dolphins lost one game. It was an exhibition game versus Chuck Norris and 3 7-year-old girls. Chuck Norris won with a roundhouse kick to the face in overtime. Chuck Norris is not politically correct. He's just correct always. Mr. T pities the fool. Chuck Norris rips the fool's head off. 421-9325, 421-WFBL. If you want to hear more exciting, fun Chuck Norris facts, go to www.chucknorrisfacts.com or come right back here to majorgeeks.com's The Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390. WFBL.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft. Go to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
Well, I bought it up from Windows Home and tried to boot it up. But when I load it up, it says my memory's not
enough.
Hey,
we're back. Reading, I was just during the break looking at some more Chuck Norris stuff.
You weren't looking at it. You were cackling at it.
Cackling.
Oh, man.
Let me put my headphones on here and get ready for some professional radio. Hey, 421-9325 is the number to call. It's the Technology Geeks, Mike Rayo, Tim Tibbetts, out checking the weather to make sure his new car doesn't get rained on when he goes picks it up. And Jim McMahon here from a long vacation. What were you, out sick or something last week?
Flew. I had the worst flu I've had in a long time.
Really?
Oh, it's nasty. It was like took me out for like 7 days. I was worthless for. Well, I'm worthless.
Yeah, I was gonna say don't
depending
leave
on
open
how
for that.
Who you ask. That could be
I'm looking at this piece of origami that you made.
It's beautiful.
And,
that is a swan. It came from my heart.
Hey, another quick Chuck Norris fact. Chuck Norris does not sleep. Yeah. He waits. Let's go to the phones right now. By the way, Chuck Norris is the reason why Waldo is hiding. Let's go to Doug in Mattydale with a hardware problem. Welcome to the Technology Geeks, Doug.
Who have I got? Mike? Jim?
This is Mike.
Mike.
Do you prefer one or the other?
I'm sorry, say again.
Do you prefer one over the other?
No.
Because
I prefer you both. I think you're both knowledgeable fellas.
There we go.
Hey, we like you.
Yes.
Hey.
I'm better than him, though.
Yeah.
Mike, what can we do for you?
Got a hardware problem.
Okay.
Got a computer I bought maybe 4 years ago, running 98 SE as the operating platform.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know there's a cooling fan, but I'm not sure where it is. Am I correct to say that the cooling fan is on the power source?
Yeah, there's more than one.
Well, yeah, the power supply has
three or four of them.
Yeah. How old is the computer, Doug?
I'm 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, there could be just the one on the power supply, but often there is what's called a heat sink,
right?
Which often has a fan on it, and that's on the CPU.
Right.
And then often, now the machines are running so hot, the video cards will have cooling fans on them, and the cases will have sometimes two or three cooling fans inside the case itself.
Yeah, typically one in the front sucking in, one in the rear blowing out.
Just like life. On one hand it sucks, and on the other hand it blows.
Right. The question is, I actually hear the fan running, and what's weird is it normally only happens in the evening within an hour or two, and that's what throws the curve at me.
Well, it just kind of fires up at one time at night?
Yeah, and that's the weird thing. I don't understand why. And what the end result is the computer will crash. I mean, just totally.
Well, you got one or two problems here. Well, it's probably the same problem. It just depends on what fan it's on. But if you can hear it, it's probably on the primary power supply's fan. And that fan has stopped functioning. The bearings are shot on it usually. And you need to get that fixed right away or you will not have a computer any longer.
Okay.
Its power supplies are like $20-$30.
Yeah.
You can disconnect them yourself if you're handy at all and drag them down to a computer shop, computer outlet, or one of the chains. Show it to them. They'll give you one that looks just like it. You put it back in your machine. The hardest thing about it is making sure that the power supply plugs that connect to the motherboard, which are called the P8 and P9 plugs, that you get those right, that you know how they came off so you know how to put them on. Because if you get them wrong, you'll burn up your motherboard in about a second.
And there will be an earth-shattering kaboom.
And Chuck Norris will not be happy about that.
Okay, P8 and P9 have to be roughly reconnected and draw a schematic before I take anything apart.
Absolutely. Yeah, put little sticky notes on it or something like that so you know.
Or if you're not comfortable with it, somebody will charge you probably like $30 to put it in. It's pretty easy and quick job, so it might be safer to look at it that way. But what you're hearing is probably the fan failing. When the fan fails, it increases the heat inside, and your computer's doing what it's supposed to do is stop before it melts the brain, you know.
Okay. But, I think you answered my question. I'll go get myself a new power source.
There you go, Doug. Thanks for calling.
It's a good time to remind people, too, that these fans,
325, yeah, go ahead.
They run and they run and they run, and especially if you have pets, even if you don't, but especially, and they will suck this dirt in. And I mean, an exciting year to get so covered up. At any store, you can buy compressed air, and it's not a bad idea to pop your cover off every once in a while and just blow it around in there a little bit on the fans, keep them clean.
Just keep, yeah.
Because they'll junk up and they'll cause heat just with the stuff they collect.
They're a moving part with ball bearings, and they will fail. And if they fail, life is bad.
Yeah, you need them. I got my old laptop here, which is pretty much at 5 years now. See, it's got two little cooling fans on it.
Your fans in the back aren't actually moving, man.
No, they go on when they need to.
Oh, yeah?
When I actually...
And they're also very dirty. You might want to consider buying a can of compressed air and blowing them out.
Because, yeah, they're pretty dirty.
Or I could have Chuck Norris do roundhouse kicks to him, right?
Chuck Norris.
421-9325-421-WFPL is the number to call.
Chuck Norris stuff, don't
I do. It.
Chuck Norris is so tough, he can slam a revolving door.
Okay, well, that wasn't one of them, by the way. let's go to our Geek of the Week software.
Starting to like them better sick.
Well, what do we got there, Jimmy?
We are going to go with a really, really cool piece of software that we were doing international news over the last couple of weeks, and I kind of came across this one. It's called Online Radio Tuner. It's in our multimedia section. It's actually on the front page today. It was updated this morning. It's in beta, and it's freeware. And basically what it is a front-end software to hundreds of radio stations all over the world. You can pick up China radio, you can pick up Australian radio, and all these radio stations like WSYR have some sort of simulcast
or WFBL.
Yeah. Or, oh,
wrong
man.
Station.
That was 2 years ago.
Spike me with the origami.
I'm the only one that hasn't done that yet.
Yeah, man.
Coming.
You know, we'll edit that. We'll fix that in the mix.
No, we won't.
But, oh, this is live?
Yeah,
oh, welcome to the show, Jim. But it's got a list of just hundreds of different radio stations that are playing songs live, different genres, types, and the neat thing is if it's available, it'll show you the album cover while it's playing, and if you really like the song, you can click a button, it'll take you right to Amazon, and you can buy.
Legally buy the music.
People still do that. But you can listen to it for free. But the super coolest thing of this program that I hadn't seen before on one of these is a record button. So as you're listening to the radio and you're listening to a song and you like it, you simply hit the record button and it dumps it right to an MP3 for, you know, so you can listen to it later.
Cool.
Just like, if you had your tape deck hooked up to your radio at home or something like that. Very cool, very slick, easy to use interface. And again, it's called Online Radio Tuner, and it's in our multimedia section. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, it is complicated. People want to listen to music or radio stations on the internet, and they have to hunt all over the place to find them. And having a site, we have radioshowlinks.com, which lists our show, so I'll give them a quick free plug. It's nice to have something like that on your computer where you can go search out your favorite things or just find things, because essentially, I don't want to really trash satellite radio, but if you listen to satellite radio in your house, I mean, you're crazy because you can get all of that stuff for free.
I listen to
on
it.
The internet.
What a dumb
to
thing to do.
Oh, what? Say again?
I listen to satellite at home.
It's a great idea, in my opinion.
But with this, it's free. You can just pick up. Just literally anything you want to listen to, it's right there, and it's very cool.
The satellite is a fee, but without the commercials, but I get, I can go on the web and log in, and I can listen over the web at my computer to all the stations that are out there. Well, most of them. They don't have all of them listed on the web.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That's interesting.
Yeah, because basically they give you a login, so you can, if you have your login, you can, like my wife takes it to work, she can listen to her computer at work, so you don't have to carry the tuner around with you everywhere you go.
Huh, that's a good idea. Didn't know that.
Okay, hey, we're going to take our last break of the morning. When we come back, we will get to the Great Firewall of China because we've got everything else out of the way. And, of course, your calls rescue us then, right? 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. Don't forget, there are some more Chuck Norris facts coming your way, like there is no theory of evolution. There are only animals that Chuck Norris allows to live.
But if you call us, maybe we don't have to hear any more of those.
Yeah. What?
I don't find them that funny.
Or if you want to hear every single one of them, go to Mike's show tonight at 9 o'clock in Marietta.
No, I'm not going to do this.
This is his whole act.
No, it's not. www.chucknorrisfacts.com. We're having a little debate here. I'm going to have to get Chuck Norris in here to straighten you out.
Well, then I find it funny.
He's 66 years old,
maybe
by the
Chuck
way.
Doesn't find it funny.
And wears a bad hairpiece. Oh, no, he loves it. 421-9325. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBO.
Call the Technology Geeks now at 0011-0100-1100.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy in upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343. 866-815-2343. Or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
It's all about the busyness, baby.
Yeah. It's all about the Pentiums here on MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. What was that?
We don't know.
Chant.
Oh, okay.
Rock chant.
All righty. 421-93.
Yeah? There's like four people out there know what I was talking about, and they're laughing their butt off right now.
And just like at the Chuck Norris jokes.
Yeah, I beat you to
it.
ChuckNorrisFacts.com. I love it.
I don't get it.
Okay. It's dead air, right?
Well, why don't you talk about the thing you've been trying to talk about for 2 weeks?
421-9325-421-WFBL. You're begging for that. I know it must be pretty bad. Shockingly, American companies are helping the Chinese censor internet content. We're not talking about porn here. We are talking about words, keywords, like freedom, democracy, Tiananmen Square, and Chuck Norris. Cisco, Yahoo, and Google are three companies that are heavily involved in the internet wiring of China. Some quick history. Cisco won a contract to basically provide internet service and filtering to China. It's called the Great Firewall of China, several years old. They filter several hundred words, and again, among them are words like freedom and democracy. If you run across a site that says democracy on it, you can't look at it if you're in China.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here. So?
Well, you were on the debate team, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's China. If you want to do business over there, just like you do business in another state, another country, you got to do business by their rules.
Okay.
So there's my other.
Here's another one of the
just
rules.
Just like if you want to do business in New York, they'll tax you.
Right.
Here's another one of those rules.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're a search engine like Yahoo, and China comes along and says, we want the names of all the people who went to this website, you have to give it to them. And then they promptly arrest those people and put them in jail. And those servers, by the way, exist on U.S. soil.
Right. But this is China.
But that's the rules, though, right?
If that's their rules and that's what their rules are for setting up to do business in China, you know, the American company has a choice of whether or not to do that.
It's like, yeah, they do have a choice.
The difference.
And they shouldn't do it.
No, the difference here is you have a moral objection to how they're doing business, but that's what they have to do business over there.
And
so why are they doing business over there?
You think they're going to become a democracy?
Is it better to just shut China off, or is it better to start some sort of inroads?
That was the original argument.
Yeah, if you're going to start a revolution, it's got to start someplace.
Yeah, but that was the original argument that Cisco said, "Oh, hey, we got to get in there. Once we get in there, and there's access to the internet, things will get better." Getting worse.
You're not going to stop
people
a billion
are
people
in prison because of Yahoo and Google.
Hey, it's
they're
better
in prison.
This is a nasty government. This is a tough government.
So why
this
are we
is
helping
the government
them?
That when you went to Tiananmen, when they started shooting their own people at Tiananmen Square, after the fact, billed the families of the dead people for the bullets. These are not nice people. So if they're just throwing some people in prison for surfing around in political discussion,
they're arresting them and jailing them without trial.
Yeah.
And we're helping them. American companies are helping them. We don't need to be over there. We don't need to be making money. That's like saying I robbed a liquor store because my boss told me to. And those are the rules. They're not the rules.
No.
We don't have to play by those rules. We stand for something.
We absolutely do, but we're gaining a foothold into a country where we have zero.
By compromising our principles to that degree?
Hey, if we don't do something in the regards of the exchange of ideas, then we're all going
to... We're not exchanging ideas with them.
We're
giving them our technology, and they're giving us plastic Barbie dolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
I mean, we're going to all be speaking Chinese in 50 years if we don't do something, and this is one way that
let somebody else
ideas
do it. First of all...
Who's going to do it?
Who?
Exactly. It's our technology. They want it. Let's not play ball with them on their terms. Let's say you can't have it unless you do some things to support freedom and democracy.
Yeah.
You cannot filter it. Thank God Google has done one thing. If you use Google's China site over there, Google will come up and say, hey, a lot of your search has been filtered. And then you can go to regular Google, and if you can get by the Cisco filtered words, you'll get to more sites.
Right.
But at least Google tells you that you're being filtered. But they're both turning over names. They're turning people in.
I don't like it, but how are you going to start a revolution or turn a dictatorship around without starting somewhere?
Somewhere.
So people being turned in. I mean,
by standing up for your principles and standing for something.
But
how do you know
saying,
we aren't?
Oh, we're going to deny you the
we're
internet.
Not.
If they don't have the internet and you deny them the internet, well, what do they care? Once you get them hooked on the internet, and then you turn around and say, well, if you don't do this, we're going to deny it. Or if you want a free trade, you're going to have to loosen up this. You can start making some inroads.
Right. Heated debate here, 4219325.
That's a good point.
I agree with you there because the internet, they think that they can plug this dam that is going to be...
It's a billion people.
It's a tsunami.
Right.
What's going to happen is that, they're going to try to build this firewall. Well, what happens when all of the broadcast media, all the over-the-air, what you're listening to now, over-the-air radio, goes away and is replaced with over-the-air internet service, which is very fast, faster than just about anything you can get wireless today, and goes everywhere. How are you going to filter that out? What are you going to have interruption towers or, you know, some type of...
Sure.
So it's going to be difficult. They're not going to be able to hold this back. The point I'm trying to make is, how much money do we need, or do these companies need? You know, Google's motto is do no harm. Yeah. That is their motto. They say, well, you know, this is the rules. They use your argument. My argument is we shouldn't do business with countries and that do this.
Listen,
we shouldn't. It starts wars.
We're going to have to agree to disagree because there's two sides.
Well, but it's fun that way.
What I'm saying is there's the obvious, yeah, which is, yes, this is morally wrong and it kind of stinks. But then there's the other side that says this could be an inroad that could lead to big things down the road. You got to be able to see both sides of it.
The American,
how long would we help other countries? And I won't name them because it'll start a whole other argument. But, you know, America has a history of getting into bed with these people under the guise of, well, we'll be able to influence them, and we just prop up bad regimes and make things worse for the people there at the expense of at the expense of, oh, it's a little bit more convenient for us.
Right.
We pacified their governments and we've gotten what we wanted out of them, but we don't spread any freedom or democracy this way. It's been a lie that we've been passing on for years, decades,
well,
I think.
But this is different. We're not getting involved from a military standpoint. This is a technology thing. And as you said, once you flood China with that, each and every day it's going to be harder and harder for them to restrict where people are going. New web pages come up, very difficult.
Yeah. There's all sorts of ways around the Cisco routers already, you know, that you can do.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, I think it's a point of view thing. Like, the American political system has approximately a 2-year point of view. The Chinese system has a 10,000-year point of view. So, you know, you're looking at it kind of short term and saying this is a bad thing short term right now. Well, it is. I'm not arguing that. But long term, it's probably better to say, okay, let's give a little bit, and then be able to take it
we have a history of arguing that in other countries.
Yeah, but
our
history in other countries is totally militaristic.
Right.
Not really. Saudi Arabia, there's nothing militaristic. We don't have a base there even anymore. We're doing business with them, and does that help the citizens of their country or not? No, it helps a few people.
No, it helps us. We get cheap oil. That's different.
Right, we're in bed with them. We're doing the same thing with the Chinese. We've done this over and over again. Central America, natural gas, we've done Venezuela in particular. What has happened? Things have gotten worse for people. I just think that we're continuing to make the same mistake over and over and over again, and it sometimes makes sense to say, no, we're not going to do business with you under these terms. You're going to have to change. Why should we help? But we're hurting, you know, we believe in human rights, but only for ourselves, apparently. You know, the same company, Yahoo, that was asked to turn over these names, readily turned them over to China.
Mm-hmm.
But when the FBI came in and subpoenaed them for names of people that visited child pornography sites, they had to go all the way to the Supreme Court to get that information.
But
and
that's
of course,
the
by
laws
then,
of
these
this
people,
country, again.
You're thinking that we're all going to snap our fingers or run in with the military and change everything overnight.
Not with the military. We don't have to change it with the military.
We've
got to say,
war.
Your citizens are demanding something. You want something from us. Okay? Well, what are we going to do? Just give it to you completely on your terms? Especially if it's a technology that we're the only ones that have it. They can't get it from anybody else. They have to buy it from us.
Right.
Then it's much more difficult. You know, that's my only point. And the music saves us. It was a great debate, though. It was fun.
Get used to noodles.
Okay, 421-9325 is the number to call next week, because we're all done this week. Don't forget to stop out and visit me at Footprints on the Lake, Route 174, Marietta, New York, 636-8255. Make your reservations early, because I don't want to do all my Chuck Norris jokes alone. No, I'm just kidding.
At least you didn't do any more on the way out.
Okay.
Chuck Norris is so fast, he can run around the world and punch himself in the back of the head.
They just aren't funny.
That's actually on the list. Great. All right, we'll see y'all next week. So long for now.